guys, let's set up the folding chairs on the grass out back.
Hey, Patty, where do you want the bar set up?
To the right of the altar, like 20 feet back near the tree. Thanks, Billy.
Which tree?
The one you fell out of when we were 12.
Oh, my God. For the millionth time, I jumped down. I didn't fall.
You broke your ankle.
Sprained, not broken.
Whatever. You cried for a week.
Look, Patty, let the movers do their jobs. It'll all be ready for the wedding. We need to get back to work.
You know who gets chewed out if they tear up Dad's backyard? Go ahead, talk. I can oversee them and brainstorm with you at the same time. I'm much smarter than you. You always seem to forget that.
Not a smart thing to say to a guy lifting heavy furniture for you.
Oh, my God, your ego is so fragile. Pick up the chairs. Come on, let's brainstorm. How did it go with Sullivan?
Oh, I was easing into it when Maxim and Margaret showed up and put a stop to the whole thing.
Did you get him to reveal anything? You still think he's behind the killings?
100%. Sullivan knew the cartel's ledger could implicate him. He had to get his hands on it.
Ari is absolutely convinced that Sullivan would never have smuggled these hackers in for the reason you think. Yeah. And Ari would know.
Ari's a little biased. You don't think it's just possible Sullivan planned something without Ari's knowledge? I get that your fiancé is a key part of Sullivan's campaign, but come on.
That's not the only hole in your theory, Billy. Like, why on earth would he have just left the ledger in Kate's car instead of destroying it?
I'm working on that.
Have you even taken a look at the ledger?
Maxim and Margaret wouldn't let it go to evidence lockup. She's worried some beat cop might grab it and sell it to the highest bidder. Apparently, she's keeping the ledger in a private safe at her apartment.
Maxim and Margaret's legendary safe. She once made Detective Wu come to her place at midnight so she could give him something from it. He said her apartment walls are all painted black.
All right, Detective Wu, that's just an urban legend. Anyway, she won't bring it out till it's needed at trial.
Well, unless we can see what's on the ledger, I don't know how we're going to figure out why Sullivan was willing to kill to get his hands on it.
You're right. We have to see the ledger. I think I know someone who can get it for us. Let's go.
Billy, I can't leave. I'm overseeing the movers.
Patty, priorities.
Ugh. If they tear up Dad's grass from my wedding chairs, I'm telling him it was your fault. What the hell are we doing at a smoothie shop, Billy? How does this help us get the ledger from Maxim and Margaret?
We're not here for the smoothies. We're here for the salesman.
Salesman?
I busted him years ago for petty larceny. Shh. Watch him work.
Sir, I gotta tell you, the Green Machine smoothie is the healthiest, but it tastes like a foot. Blueberry Surprise is the way to go for taste and energy.
But that one's $3 more.
You can go with the Green Machine, but come 11 a.m., you're going to be walking to the hot dog stand, buying two dogs for $6, and wasting all those extra dollars and calories.
All right, let's go for the blueberry.
Wise choice, sir. $7.19 with tax. Out of 20, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, you said blueberry or raspberry?
Blueberry. Who mentioned raspberry?
My mistake. 6, 7, 8, 9. Are you okay with chia seeds? Some people say they get caught in their teeth.
Skip them then.
You got it. Even though they're a great source of fiber. 11, 12, and 8, 1 cent. You can wait over there. Order will be up in a second.
Christopher Chrysler.
Detective Harney. Shit. This can't be good.
Is that any way to greet an old friend? Chris, meet my sister, Detective Harney.
Well, isn't that sweet? Brother, sister, cops. What's your mom do? 911 operator?
Pretty cute for a guy who just shortchanged a customer in front of two cops.
What'd you take? A couple bucks? Is that really worth the effort?
Bet you wouldn't say that to Michelangelo.
Yeah, for several reasons.
Can I get my smoothie over here?
1 second, sir. You're here to bust me for shortchanging? How'd you even find me?
GPS. You've been sharing a location with me for a year.
Are you serious? I don't even know how to work this stupid phone.
And I'm aware of that. Christ, we both know you owe... We both know you... You start that blender one more time. I'm putting you in cuffs. We'll figure out the charges later.
Jesus, all right. I'll give him a lumpy smoothie. See if I care.
You owe me one, Chris.
You're here to collect? How much?
This isn't a shakedown. We're not here for money.
You're repaying me in trade.
Let me get this straight. A couple cops want me to run a con for them.
Yep.
Is that a problem?
Depends. Who's the mark and what's my take?
Your take is the favor you owe me, repaid in full.
The mark?
You can never tell anyone about this. Got it?
I'm discreet. Who's the mark?
She's serious, Chris. You take this one to the grave.
I'm waiting.
State's attorney Margaret Olson. You got a problem with that.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Don't you have a shift to finish?
A shift? Oh, no. I don't even work here.
Wait. Am I missing a few dollars?
All right, Chris, there she is. That's Maxima Margaret in the black suit with red shirt on the other side of the baristas.
Billy, we shouldn't be here. If Max Marge sees us...
she'll think we're getting a cup of coffee.
I don't even understand what we're doing here. She keeps the ledger in her home safe.
Chris?
You said your buddy once waited for her while she opened it, right? It was voice activated?
Right. My buddy Wu. He was surprised there was no key. She just said a few words into the lock and the safe opened. But the safe is at her house.
Yeah, but her voice is here. What's the phrase she said into the safe? That's her password.
My golden doodle loves to play fetch.
Candy from a baby, my man.
Buddy, if you go over there and ask Max Marge to say my golden doodle loves to play fetch, she'll know we're breaking into her safe.
Relax. She doesn't have to say the words in order. She just has to say them. I'm recording. I can splice them together later. You watch the masterwork.
Just watch your step, Chris. She's smarter than you.
Watch where you're going.
Oh, idiot. I'm sorry. I'm such a klutz. I'm just so sleep-deprived. Let me fetch you another.
I was leaving anyway. I'll just be less caffeinated. Thanks a lot.
Ooh, I can't allow that. I was up all night cage-training my new puppy, and that's why I was distracted. I know the importance of caffeine right now. Sir, another for the lady.
A cappuccino.
Again, I'm so sorry.
What kind of puppy do you have?
A golden doodle. You have a dog?
I have a golden doodle, too, actually.
Whoa, small world. Does he love to play fetch as much as mine?
Not really.
Hmm. Well, what does he love to do?
I don't know. Sleep? Eat?
Come on, what does he love?
I don't know. I guess he loves to go swimming.
Oh, okay. What does he like to play? It's helpful so I know what's in store for me.
He likes to play...
fetch, or...
no, he plays dead sometimes.
Great, good. Ah, let me fetch that for you. Here you go.
Thank you.
Can I fetch you anything else?
No, I'm leaving. And a little advice. You say that word too much. It's creepy.
Wait, what word? I didn't hear you. What word shouldn't I say so much?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Why is every guy I meet such a weirdo?
Just tell me the word, you know, so I know for the future.
You should say as few words to women as possible. But the word... is fetch.
Like I said, it's candy from a baby.
I'm not supposed to let you into a tenant's apartment. I can get fired.
Oh, you're saving me, man. I was supposed to fix her toilet 3 days ago. Lady who owns this place is terrifying.
If you're telling me. You know she's the state's attorney? Scary as hell. Who's this guy?
Mrs. Billy, my assistant.
A plumber needs an assistant?
I hold the plunger.
Hey, thanks for helping out.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be done in 5 minutes.
How long is this going to take?
No telling. I'll be down when I'm done.
I can't leave you in a tenant's apartment.
Your call, but you should put on a mask.
Why's that?
Because from what I'm seeing, this lady was back the hell up. Oh, you ever smell cottage cheese mixed with garlic, mixed with salmon?
Ooh. Shit. All right, just hurry it along and come down when you're done.
Sure thing.
Here goes nothing.
My golden doodle loves to play fetch.
Don't mind if I do.
How you doing, Edgar?
Hey, Billy.
Brought you something.
Oh, no, this isn't.
It is.
The ledger from the drug ring? How did you get it?
Don't worry about it.
I was more curious than worried, but now I'm both.
It should be easy, right, to upload it onto your computer?
I'll pull it up right now.
We gotta move quickly, Edgar. We have to return the ledger by 6 p.m.
Return it to whom?
Let's just say the holder of this thing gets home at 6 and she won't be thrilled to learn it's missing.
This thing is huge. What are we looking for?
I'm not sure. What's on it?
Looks like every detail of the cartel's operations. Sales, purchase amounts, buyers, everything. It goes back years. They kept more transaction details than Walmart.
That's big business. Illegal, immoral, and dangerous. But big.
So what should I be looking for?
There must be something on it that explains why Sullivan would kill to get this, then plant it on Kate rather than destroying it.
Jesus, there are a lot of names I recognize. Some seriously bold-faced famous buyers in here.
What about names of E-League athletes? The ones Sullivan smuggled in?
I don't see any yet, but there are lots of handles.
What's that mean?
Like pseudonyms that players use when they play games online.
Or can we use handles to tie the smuggled athletes to the drug ring?
Only if you can prove these handles belong to your athletes, which I probably can with enough time.
So why would Sullivan take a chance? Why not light it on fire? There has to be a reason.
What if there's not?
No, we're not giving up, okay? We only have 4 hours.
No, I mean, what if instead of looking for what's in here, what if we try to figure out what's not in here?
Okay, I have no idea what you mean, but I have goosebumps, so continue.
What if Sullivan erased whatever incriminating details were in here? Then he'd be free to just
plant the ledger in Kate's trunk and frame her for Sandra's murder. Oh, Edgar, you're brilliant. How do we figure out what Sullivan erased off this?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's a real roller coaster ride being your friend, Edgar.
Oh, maybe we could use the cheating husband software.
What's that?
Jealous spouses buy this program to find out if they're being cheated on. The software can read deleted keystrokes, so you can reassemble an email or text your spouse sent to their mistress or mister.
You're telling me, with all of the police programs at our disposal, this is the best we got?
If you have another idea, I'm all ears.
I don't.
The beauty is, it can also restore erased files and photos.
Yeah, I can see how photos would be helpful with cheating husbands. How long will this take?
At least 3 or 4 hours.
Well, that leaves us like 30 minutes to get it back in the safe before Max and Margaret gets home.
I said I didn't want to know where you got it.
Too late. Your hands are as dirty as ours now, Edgar. Work fast. Edgar, you're a machine. Have you even gotten up to pee?
How long ago did you leave?
3 hours.
That's nothing. In college, I once went on an 18-hour coding session with only Red Bull and Metallica keeping me awake. I peed in cups.
Oh, God.
Nice. Well, we had very different college experiences, Edgar. Well, Patty brought you espresso. Think of it as the post-college Red Bull.
Here you go, Edgar.
Thanks.
6 p.m. is fast approaching. Have you found anything?
Look at this. I searched for anything that was deleted or erased from the ledger within 24 hours after Sandra's death.
Why 24 hours?
Cops found the ledger hidden in Kate's trunk the day after she was killed. It could have been planted any time from right after Sandra's murder till then.
Smart. What'd you find?
An encrypted file was deleted 8 hours after the murder.
What's on the file?
Blueprints.
Blueprints? Like, for a house?
Not exactly. You know the bullet train the governor is always talking about?
Of course. Transportation of the future. The ads are everywhere. So?
This is gonna sound crazy, but the encrypted file contains the blueprints for the train.
Are you kidding me? Why on earth...
The bullet train is the governor's number one initiative. He's pinned all his hopes for re-election on it.
What am I missing? Why would the drug ring have the blueprints to the governor's bullet train?
That's what I've been trying to figure out. Okay, let's go over what we already know. Sullivan was smuggling E-League athletes into the country who were also hackers.
Right. We still haven't figured out what he needed hackers for.
To rig the election, obviously.
That's not at all obvious, Billy.
Patty's right. You don't need to be in the country to do that. So I was thinking, rather than rigging the ballot box, what if Sullivan's plan is to derail the sitting governor's top initiative? Literally.
Oh my God.
You think Sullivan plans to have his guys hack into the bullet train and make it go off the rails?
It would be a giant humiliation for the governor. After the way he's hyped it, it would make him look totally incompetent.
And Sullivan would cruise to victory over him on Tuesday.
I still don't get how the blueprints could have ended up in the drug ring's ledger.
I've been thinking about that. We spent a lot of time listening into their conversations. Their leaders are smart. They would have seen how valuable top secret blueprints to the bullet train are. They could have sold them on the dark web for a lot.
And we know the Albanians who got killed were clients of the drug ring, right?
You're reading my mind. It's like you're inside my head, Patty.
Don't be gross, Edgar. Anyway, shut up. I'm rolling.
Sorry.
What if Sullivan hired the Albanians to steal the bullet train's blueprints? And when the leaders of the cartel found out their clients had the blueprints, they forced them to hand them over.
So they could sell them on the dark web, or use them to blackmail Sullivan, or even try to sell them back to the governor.
And it makes sense they'd keep the blueprints on this ledger where they keep all of their secret valuable files.
Plus all their Bitcoin.
Billy, if you went to all this trouble to derail the bullet train and humiliate the governor, when would you do it?
To maximize impact, I guess I'd derail the train on its inaugural run, when the press is watching.
Exactly. The inaugural run is this afternoon.
Holy crap.
We gotta shut the train down. Call the lieutenant. Now. Lieutenant, we need to talk.
Detective Harney. Why am I not surprised to find you raving and screaming about something?
State's Attorney Olson, what are you doing here?
Miss Olson and I meet regularly. You have a problem with that, Detective?
Of course not, Lieutenant.
What do you need?
May I, sir?
My computer? Make it quick. Okay, what am I looking at? Blueprints?
For the bullet train being unveiled this afternoon.
The one the governor's always talking about?
These should be classified. You shouldn't have these.
That's precisely my point, ma'am. Edgar downloaded these off of...
Off what?
I misspoke. These were anonymously sent to the precinct. We're working on tracing them now. But the fact that they're not classified at the level we'd want them to be is disconcerting, to say the least.
What are you getting at, Harney?
I think this is the target that Sullivan smuggled his hackers into the country to attack.
This again? That's absurd. What possible evidence do you have to make such a wild claim?
Look... You need to trust me here, Lieutenant. I was wrong before. Sullivan wasn't going after the ballot box. It was this.
You really think the train is going to be derailed?
Yes, sir.
You're both mad.
Sir, the ribbon-cutting ceremony is in a couple hours. We have to stop.
Not on your life, Detective.
Lieutenant, my wife has been working in the governor's communications office. Val is going to be on that train.
If we canceled every event because of some cop's wild conspiracy
Jesus
theory.
Christ! What did he promise you, Olson? Huh?
Step back,
what
Billy.
Did Sullivan promise you, huh? A position in his cabinet if you look the other way?
You're finished, Detective. I'm going to see to your suspension. And if you're not careful, you could join your partner in her cell.
Billy, get out of here and cool off. Now.
This is bullshit.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us down here in the tunnels of Union Station. And without further ado, the governor of the great state of Illinois, Andrew Nikola.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. I can't tell you how many hours of manpower and innovation went into making this day possible. So let's give a big hand to all the engineers and innovators who worked on this. Especially to my top-flight communications team, headed by Valerie Harney, who did such a masterful job conveying the importance of this train to the public. Now, on one level, this bullet train will make the lives of hundreds of thousands of Chicagoans a little bit easier for generations to come. And that's enough to make it all worthwhile. But this train is going to do something else, too. This isn't just a train. This is a wrecking ball that's going to tear down the dividers between rich and poor in this city, the haves and the have-nots. This train isn't just a train. It's the great equalizer. Thank you. Thank you. Well, they told me it was a little old-fashioned to cut a ribbon to send a train of the future on its first ride. I told them I am old-fashioned, so get me the biggest damn pair of scissors you can find.
Come on, Val. Pick up. Pick up.
Hi, it's Valerie. Leave me a message and I'll call you right back.
Val, do not get on the train. It's not safe. Do whatever you can to stop it from leaving the station. But, Val, if it does, do not get on it. Why isn't she answering?
She probably doesn't have reception underground, Billy.
Has anyone gone back to you, Patty?
Not yet, but I just got the number for the train's operator, though. Let me put it on Bluetooth.
This is Rick.
This is Detective Patty Harney, Chicago PD. Are you the bullet train's conductor?
Speaking.
Where are you right now?
I'm in the front of the train.
No, she means, has the train left the station yet?
Who's this?
This is Detective Harney.
I thought the lady was Detective Harney.
Holy shit, can we evacuate everyone else but leave this idiot on the train?
Rick, listen. The train cannot be allowed to leave the station. Let me repeat that. The train cannot be allowed to leave the station.
Why on earth not?
We have reason to believe there's been interference with the train's operating system. Your passengers are in danger.
I don't know anything about that.
We're not accusing you of anything, Dick.
It's Rick.
Rick, just trust us.
I think I need to check with some people. There's like a million reporters and photographers and big shots getting on here. The governor's even coming on board.
Which is why it's super important we prevent the train from crashing, Dick.
I'm gonna need to call the governor's chief of staff. Give me a sec.
Do not put us on hold. Damn it.
It's all right, Billy. We're gonna stop this.
If anything happens to Val, how the hell would I explain it to Susie Q?
Everything is gonna be okay.
Would you feel comfortable with Ari's life in the hands of Rick, the train conductor?
Detectives Harney or Detective Harney's? Not sure what the plural is on that.
We're here, Rick. What do you got for us?
I spoke to the governor's chief of staff. I guess he called the state's attorney.
Damn it.
She's not okay with canceling the launch. She says you all don't represent Chicago PD and are, like, going rogue on this or something.
Rick, listen to me. The state's attorney is a woman named Margaret Olson. She's working with the bad guys on this. You can't listen to her.
I'm sorry, Harneys. This is way above my pay grade. I gotta go.
Rick, wait!
Damn it. Jenna, hi. Thanks for doing this.
What am I doing exactly?
If there was time to explain, I would. There's room in the back seat.
Hi, Jenna. You look, smell, it's all good. It's good. Works.
Hi, Edgar. I didn't know you were coming, too. Good. I thought I was going to be the only non-police officer.
Wait, what? You know I'm a cop, right?
You are?
I mean, I spend most of my time at computer monitors, but it's all police work. In fact, with the popularity of police procedurals, I feel like people have a new appreciation for forensic officers. We're kind of rock stars now.
I didn't know that.
Also, they let me have a gun. If I ask for one.
Edgar, you're 3 seconds away from taking an Uber. All right, is this the office, Edgar?
Should be. The brains of the train are on these computers.
Oh, this is so cool.
Hi, excuse me, do you work here?
How can I help you?
Chicago PD, we need you to shut down the bullet train.
Is that a joke?
I see why you think it would be, but no, lives are on the line.
Oh my God, how can I help?
See, that's the correct response, thank you.
Miss, how can we stop the train remotely?
We can disable a few things from here. The computer system allows us to shut off...
To shut off the electrical tracks, but only if the train hasn't crossed the first threshold. Do you mind?
Go for it.
Edgar is our police technician, and this is Jana, our hacker.
I'm okay with that. What can I do?
You can help Edgar.
Damn it.
What's the problem? It passed the first track change?
First of all, we were right. There's a foreign virus on the train system.
Oh my God. Are you sure?
I knew it.
He's right. It's here in the code. Once the train starts going fast enough...
It'll derail at top speed.
All right, we gotta get Lieutenant Daniels on the phone, let him know.
By the time we do that and he gets through to the governor's people, it'll be too late, Billy.
Just shut the train down from here, Edgar.
I would if I could, Billy. The train can't be entirely shut down from here.
He's right. There's a manual lever at the front of the train that has to be pulled in coordination. basically prevents a terrorist attack if someone tried to
break in here and control the train remotely, just like we're trying to do?
Precisely. Just radio the conductor and explain the situation.
No, we tried that already. He has the governor on board, tons of press. He's not going to stop the train willingly.
So let's make him do it unwillingly.
Now there's the Edgar I know and love. Let's move. Where's this damn siren, Patty?
How should I know? I've never used the siren. Check in the console.
Got it. Haul ass, Patty.
But not too fast, maybe.
Shut up back there, Edgar.
It's okay, Edgar. I know. It's scary. Put your seatbelt on.
Thank you, Jana.
Valerie still isn't answering her phone.
Then I guess we don't have a choice.
Okay. Once I'm on the train, how do I find the manual stop?
It'll be in the conductor's car. You can't miss it. But I'll walk you through it. Is your earwig in?
It is now. Can you hear me?
Roger that.
There she is. Faster, Patty.
I'm doing 100, Billy.
Just remember, it's not like an action movie where you can fall off a train and there's no blood. To quote another movie's title, there will be blood.
Not helpful, Edgar.
All right, Patty, pull as close as you can to the tracks. As soon as we get close enough, I'll jump.
This is exciting.
I know, right? I'd jump on the train, too, you know, if...
No, Edgar, why don't you explain to Jana why I'm risking my life here and you're not?
Well, someone has to be on the ground giving instructions.
But if you were on the train, you wouldn't need to give instructions. You could just do it.
That's all right. I'll let Billy have the fun this time.
Appreciate that, Edgar.
Good luck, bro.
Good luck, Billy.
You can do it, Billy.
Holy shit. Why did you all just let me do that? Edgar, Patty, can you hear me?
Jump like a girl.
Oh, all very helpful, thanks. Okay, where am I going?
Head to the conductor's car.
I see the governor's compartment.
Billy, no. I know what you're thinking. Do not go find Valerie.
Maybe I can get her off.
How? Are you going to throw your wife from a speeding train?
No, I'll figure something out.
The way to help Valerie is to shut down the train, Billy. Come on, be smart.
Fine, I'm almost at the conductor. Wait, I think we're speeding up.
You gotta hurry, Billy. Once it starts accelerating and the virus kicks in, the emergency brake won't work.
You gotta convince the conductor the threat is real.
I don't have time for that. I have an idea.
Billy!
I'm fine. I turned off the lights on the train so I can get by the conductor. Stand by. I'm gonna find the brake. Chicago PD, Dick. I've activated the brake on the train. Do not move.
You're that crazy cop that called before!
This all could have been a lot easier if you'd listened. And you don't even have to thank me for saving your life.
I'm in so much trouble. Holy shit!
You're probably right. And I know you can't appreciate it because you don't know how much trouble you were in, but be happy you're alive. Val, there you are.
Billy? What are you doing here?
Oh, thank God you're okay.
Billy, it's sweet you're concerned, but it really wasn't a big deal. The lights went out and then we stopped suddenly, but no one got more than a few scrapes and bruises.
You sure you're okay?
Positive. I mean, I'm nervous to get the results of the cause of the problem. We hyped this train so much. I mean, if there's an issue with it, the governor's gonna look like a failure.
It's better than mass casualties.
What are you talking about? Is that your sister over there? Why are there homicide detectives here?
I'll explain everything. Right now, I gotta go talk to Patty. I'm glad you're safe. I'll see you at home.
I'll pick Susie up from the babysitter. Hey, I love you.
I love you, Val. Patty.
Nice goddamn work, bro. You scared the hell out of me.
Next time we do this, try to drive a little more steady, okay, Patty?
Yeah, next time. Lieutenant Daniels finally called back. I filled him in. We gotta tell the press about Sullivan's plot to derail the train.
We can't do that.
What are you talking about?
We need to keep this quiet. Let people think it was a mechanical issue.
Why on earth? You don't want to arrest Sullivan? It's gonna look to voters like the governor's big new train is a lemon. That could help Sullivan win the election.
Patty, I know that's not the outcome we want, but it's the only way we can catch our guy.
What are you talking about? How does this help us catch Sullivan?
That's the thing. I don't think Sullivan is our killer after all.